Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yay, Cubby's here. Our friend, former intern Cubby. How long ago were you an intern with us, Cubby?
I was doing the math today, and that took me a while.
Long before Riggins. Long before we met Riggins.
No, it was 19 years ago when I started.
Yeah.
As an intern? Mm-hmm. 19 years ago.
The little baby. Now, you were attending the...
broadcasting school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you had just come back
from
your MTV internship.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because you were living on that boat.
In the Bronx.
Seems pretty awesome.
Yeah, you would think.
What in our society is always, when you say somebody is a doctor, what is the next adjective that would be added to that doctor that would make the doctor even better? If it's a guy. Like, yeah, a woman...
Chief?
No, if a woman is looking for a husband or something.
Okay.
A handsome doctor. Oh, he's a handsome doctor. And they, you know, they talk about how, you know, that just makes him even better. A good doctor. He's a doctor, and he's a handsome doctor. Oh, so handsome. There's a heart doctor in this area where we live in North Carolina. And I'm not sure if he's just pediatrics or if he's full everybody heart doctor, but he's very good looking. And when my daughter was born, she had an issue with her heart when she was, you know, first born, and we had to go home with this monitor hooked to her for the first, you know, couple of weeks, and then we had to go in for the checkup with the heart doctor. And my mom was here visiting, helping with the new baby and all, and she went with us to the doctor. Well, when he came in the room and he started, you know, talking about what he saw with the tests and all of this stuff with the baby, I look over and my mama and my wife are both glassy-eyed. And I can tell they don't know what in the hell he's saying because he's so good looking. They're just staring at him.
They're not even paying attention.
No, they're like, they were just in a daze. Because of how good looking he was. And he said his thing, and then the last thing he said before he walked out of the room was, go home and enjoy your baby. Like, she doesn't need this anymore. It was, you know, wasn't a big issue and whatever. And he walked out the door, and my mama goes, woo. Now, at not any point did either one of them think, oh, a doctor that's that good looking cannot be a good doctor. They didn't stop to think that.
Yeah.
And I don't think most people would. Like, if you're a handsome doctor, then that just adds to your credibility, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a person who is has been given the title of world's hottest doctor. And this doctor says that it is a stereotype that is fought every day because people don't take her seriously as a doctor because she's so good looking. Like, they automatically think she can't be a good doctor because she's so hot. She competes in bodybuilder or fitness type programs and shows and things like that, contests. And the whole article is about the stereotypes and all of that stuff. But nowhere in the article does it say anything about any type of huge credits she has as being a good doctor.
Okay.
everything is about how people, you know, judge her, a stereotype, saying that she's too pretty to be a doctor, and fighting the, you know, trying to get out of the glass ceiling and the whole thing. But it never says anything about, and she's the, you know, she's done this many surgeries on, like, if you say Dr. Ben Carson, and you know how many brain surgeries that he's done on children and saved their lives, and the chief of surgery at da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Only thing it says about her being a doctor is that she serves as medical director at a, and then they do the quotes on it, rejuvenation center in Los Angeles.
Oh,
I don't even know what that.
Probably get some face work or something.
Yeah. But the whole article is about how hot she is and nobody gives her credit for being a good doctor. Would that bother you? I wouldn't think that if I had a woman doctor who was really attractive, I wouldn't think she can't be a good doctor if she's that hot.
No.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't occur to me that she's too hot to be a good doctor.
Unless she had, like, world's hottest doctor banners in her office. I'd be like, okay, well, you're leaning a little heavy, too heavy into that.
Even if she competed in, fitness contests and stuff on the weekends and all that, it wouldn't change.
I would judge her if she had all that and on TikTok.
Yeah. If she was a TikTok doctor.
Yeah.
A TikToker.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy, too, then.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity.
Because I would think, you know, she's probably a better doctor than some old ugly-ass doctor. That's what I would think. I would think, you know what? Every time I go in there, whether it's time for it or not, I would ask, you know, for a prostate exam from her. You know, they say that the most thorough prostate exams that you can get are done by toys.
Is that right?
that's what he told me.
He?
my doctor.
That's just what they say.
I mean, did he have recommendations?
I don't have a medical license or anything. I just have to trust what he says.
Because he was so good looking.
Yeah, and I mean, he said that, you know, a van is the best place to do, you know, mobile prostate exams in a van with a toy. But hey, clean bill of health over here.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. I'm thinking this woman is more proud of her accomplishments in the looks and physical fitness department than she is in her doctoring department. So if you ask her, which would you rather us take away? If you had to take away one, your doctoring ability or your looks?
You think she's going to say doctoring?
Yeah.
Take it away?
Yeah. I would.
What about the bodybuilding?
Because the whole article is about her being hot. It's not about her credentials as a great doctor. And all she's talking about is, you know, I'm not ashamed of, which she shouldn't be ashamed of. Yeah.
You got a picture of her?
Yeah,
she's fine.
Oh. See, there she is.
She's very attractive.
Well, congratulations to her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in a contest pose there.
Yeah.
But
aren't we all?
I mean, this is another one where she's not contest posed up.
World's hottest?
I don't think she's the world's hottest.
World's hottest?
Well, let me put it this way. I stumbled across another thing that said the 15 hottest doctors on Instagram. And I think there's some of those are hotter than that she is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But she's attractive. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Would you rather be a great doctor, Riggins, or a really, really super, like, hot, where everywhere you go, people are like, oh, wow, that guy's amazing looking.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
I would, too.
Rather than being a good doctor?
Of course.
10 times over.
Because I can make people feel better if I'm that good looking, more so than I could if I was a doctor.
Yeah. You could do anything as a super good-looking person. You can be a doctor. You can be anything by being good-looking.
Yeah, anybody can be a doctor, but you got to be given the gift from God to look that good.
Anybody can be a doctor.
Anybody can be a doctor.
Well, they let ugly people be doctors, is what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They let ugly people do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a good-looking friend that's an anesthesiologist. I need some propofol.
Give me some propofol. Mm-hmm.
but you know, that's a really an anesthesiologist. That's a tedious type of situation.
So smart.
What you're doing is putting somebody in as close of a state of death that they can possibly be without being dead. Really? And you got to get that just right.
You really can't make a mistake doing.
Oh
that.
Yeah.
You know, well, Dr. Murray will tell you that.
Yeah, you can't come in hungover. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He's good looking, or just an
very good looking. Oh yeah, he's won an award for his good lookingness.
What kind of award?
He's won an award for being good looking.
His good lookingness,
like some kind of bodybuilding championship or something.
What so he does the same kind of stuff that she does. Yeah,
no, he's modeling now.
Where does he live?
Chicago.
Oh,
he's from Alabama though.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, know, Alabama.
There's some in the water in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Alabama, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, country, rural folk,
yeah.
Good looking people.
It's a good CJ
looking,
calls
looking breed.
Country hot.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Columbus, Georgia?
Good looking people in Columbus?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I picture more women being anesthesiologists for some reason.
Really?
I don't know why.
I've
never met one.
I haven't been put under very many times, but the couple times that I have, it was a man every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know somebody who is a woman anesthesiologist.
Yeah. If you were dating her, would you ask, like, hey, just put me under? Like,
No. What are you crazy? No way.
Put me under. Yeah, put me under what?
Put me under for like 2 hours so I can rest.
Oh, no, that's
God. Put me under that ice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I had to go under 3 times this past year, and it was wonderful.
3 times mm-hmm. in a year?
Yep. And the fourth one's going to be in February. Woohoo.
What do you do?
Colonoscopies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get all up in there.
Yeah. 4 and 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
4 colonoscopies?
Yep.
Jody's got one next week.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
And you think you lose weight, but you don't. You gain weight.
What do you mean you gain weight?
All that water you got to drink. You're so bloated.
But I mean, you get rid of that water. You can get rid of water weight easy.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to lose everything. Okay, I ain't playing games.
You talking about colonics or
colonoscopies? You had to do like prep work before the clean things.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of water, and you just I retain it, I guess.
Yeah, he's had some problematic things that they're going back and checking and stuff, mm-hmm.
taking mm-hmm. out and stuff.
Right, that's what he says. Mm-hmm. He's just colon shopping. That's what he's doing because he likes it.
Yep.
I'd be really uncomfortable.
He likes being under.
Sure do.
If that doctor is good looking, I don't want a hot doctor doing my colonoscopy.
Really?
I want the uglier.
Why?
Ugly as you can get. I don't know. That's such a different. I mean, I wouldn't care about like a physical, but like going up your butt. Do you want like a really hot person doing that?
Yeah, I mean, because I look at it like there's no chance I'm going to ever have to impress this person, try to date her. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't care. And I think my colon probably is pretty gorgeous. Handsome. Yeah.
I ask them questions when we meet.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure do. I don't know you.
What you get it done it from different people every time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, different centers because I've gone to Duke and some local places here. Yeah, I just ask them, like, everything good with you?
You got any?
Oh, in other words, you're checking to see how they're feeling that particular day to make sure.
I told
sure
them, I was like, I want to be knocked out. I want to feel good, but I want to wake back up. Please, yeah. Okay. That's established. Yeah, you just have to. I make it clear my expectations.
Yeah, I told my doctor when I had mine done that he shouldn't. You shouldn't have dressed so nicely today. You're gonna get dirty. I wouldn't have worn a white shirt if I were you.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
More than just a little funny. This is Extra Funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
So, our friend Cubby is here with us. Hey, Cubby, were you just saying that you had a colonoscopy and the doctor was showing you how she was going to position you while she was doing it?
No, this was my annual checkup because of the family history. I had to get, even though I'm not at the age for it, thank the Lord, I had to get, what's the thing called? It's during a
prostate exam.
Prostate exam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And she showed me how I was supposed to lay and adjust my backside. So, yeah. Huh. I did well. Thank you.
So.
Got this, honey.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she just demonstrated you.
Yeah.
Bend over the table, throw this leg up here like this.
She got on the exam bed and showed me how I should position myself.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
It required that much work to tell you to bend over?
No, she was just showing me what to do so it would be, I guess, more comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's almost like she was showing you how to present.
Yes, it was a how-to and tutorial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell them what she said about laying down.
Oh, don't suck your cheeks in, just pop it back.
Like while she's laying out
like
on the
dance
table.
Class.
Yeah.
Well, I've never done this before. You mean like this?
She's like, I've seen your damn dance videos. I know you can do it.
But yeah, it worked out.
Is she in scrubs while she's doing that?
No, she's just in her white jacket.
Mm-hmm. The first time I had to get that done, I was like, oh. And the doctor goes, hey, it's not my favorite part of the job either. I mean, yeah. I'll do it as quickly as I can and be done with it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That I'm sure that helped a little bit. Like, hey, look, this is not my favorite thing either.
Well, then I got offended. I was like, why you got to use two gloves?
Did you put on two gloves?
Yeah.
I guess it's they have to test stuff or something. I don't know. I was like, two? I'm not dirty.
Well, because
she got up in there with both hands.
She did not.
But she's two, like, because she has a glove to take off the other glove.
Yeah.
So that if there was something on the glove, it wouldn't get on her hand.
Okay. You don't want to mess up a set. You don't want to come out uneven at the end of the box.
Right.
You know. I think it looks creepier when you only have one rubber glove on.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, just it would look weird. You want the set. You want to be matching.
Sure.
It'd be like putting on one sock.
But you know what? It's just weird. Their job. They don't think anything else about it. It's just like, let's get this over with.
Unless your ass is rotten, then as soon as they walk out the door, they're going to go, this month.
Yeah, that's
hey, nasty ass. Yeah.
Didn't y'all tell him that he needed to take the medicine before he came?
Yeah.
He was supposed to clean himself out.
Tell him to take the medicine and shave his ass.
Yeah.
I was just not expecting because I'm not at the age yet where they recommend it.
What, did they spring that on you all of a sudden or what?
Because we were just talking about family history stuff. So like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do that. Since you've had all these issues,
let's just do that.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I got time. You got time?
And they used to not put people out to do colonoscopies. They used to not put you under it. Yeah, I mean, they gave you sedatives and stuff. Because, I mean, how else? Wasn't Katie Couric completely awake during hers on TV?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they used to just, like, they would numb you and do all that, whatever they could do.
Well, I wonder if
like, I wasn't fully out, you know, under, I don't think, whenever I had my vasectomy.
Well, you have one of them?
No. I think they just give you, like, a Percocet or something, and or Valium, maybe. Just,
well, the vasectomy was done in the doctor's office.
You were awake?
Yeah.
Oh, heck.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're talking to him. The doctor and the nurse were in there, and they just took care of him. We were sitting in the little operating-type room in his office.
Nope.
Mm-mm. He just makes a little incision. They take, like, a napkin-looking thing with a circle on it and lay it over you and go to work.
Yeah, mine was done in a port-a-john.
Oh, good.
At a concert festival.
Sterile.
Yeah, I think you're right. You take a Valium, like, 30 minutes before you get there or something like that. Yeah,
that's what I need for my teeth procedures. Valium or something.
Well, they'll put you completely out if you need them to.
Oh, I wish they would.
They will.
I apparently swallowed a porcelain veneer.
Ooh.
Not a veneer. I don't have veneers. What's them things?
Crowns.
Crowns. Right? Crowns. Mm-hmm. I want veneers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they'll put you on. It's called sedation dentistry. They'll do that.
Oh.
Regan's dad hates the dentist. Did they put him all the way under to do that work on his teeth or no?
I don't think so.
Because he had to have a lot of stuff done.
He did.
Because he'd been afraid to go to the dentist and they put him
up. Now, they gave me some gas, but I didn't like that. I felt like I was spinning.
Yeah, I don't like the gas either.
I was upside down, so that probably didn't help either. But
are you sure you're the dentist?
Yeah, pretty sure I got the bill.
You weren't at one of those.
I wasn't in Atlanta.
Bathhouses or something.
Oh, Jesus.
My dad said when they gave him that little pill before his dental thing, the next thing he remembered was the next day sitting in his chair watching a Cubs game. Like, that's his first memory, like an entire day. And he said, that's the first thing I remember, is sitting there watching the Cubs again. I must have gotten myself down to the chair. I don't remember anything.
I always remember just trying to go to Chick-fil-A and not getting the straw to work.
Like, my straws are complicated.
Like, my mouth and the straws there.
But I don't think I was fully under when I had LASIK either.
Oh, no. No.
No?
You're awake.
I was awake for that. I remember that.
We've all been had it. You had it, Regan?
Mm-hmm.
When they do the vasectomy reversal, they put you completely out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's considered a full surgery.
Right. Because they're talking shit about you.
Yeah.
They're like, can you believe this crazy ass?
This idiot.
How long ago was that? 2 years?
Let's see. It would have been about a year and a half ago.
So when are you going to get it put back in drive?
I got to do soon. I've called them once and nobody ever answered, and I couldn't leave a message. I waited to leave a message and it kicked me out of the system, so I got to call them back.
It's Ace again. Anybody want to take this?
Oh, you're going to get it redone?
Yeah, I didn't have the vasectomy redone, yeah.
Yeah, so you had a vasectomy, and then they put it in reverse. Now they're going to put it back in drive.
Like, you don't know if you want to go forward or backwards.
Yeah, you don't know.
I might call in them today on my way home. But yeah, I need to get that done pretty soon.
I knew a woman one time. She was divorced, and she wouldn't make the relations with a guy that she'd been dating or whatnot unless he had had a vasectomy. So there were several men's that didn't have kids or anything, but they got serious enough in their relationship that they went and had a vasectomy.
Wow.
And then they would break up. So I'm sure they're, a lot of them who had to go get reversals once they got married.
He said he's done, a fair number of them.
Are you sure this time?
Hell yeah. Mm.
God, I wonder who's had the most reversals.
I can't imagine somebody would have more than
you could be like
more than two reversals.
Ace and TJ, world record person, most reversals.
It's possible to do more than two. I mean,
Yes, but I mean, every time it was more difficult for you to
produce.
Because even with mine, at what someone would call an advanced age,
most people,
some would say. My first checkup when I went back 6 weeks afterwards, it hadn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, because you came in saying it didn't work at first.
But I even said it. But he even told me, like, hey, he goes, look, you're a little older. It may take a little bit longer. It doesn't mean it won't work. Just don't freak out. It'll be fine. And then we went back 4 weeks later, and it was working.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get personal. Well, I kind of am. When you say it didn't work, what is it?
The vasectomy reversal.
Okay, so
the sperm count.
The equipment worked. Just
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord. That scared me.
Yeah. So when they do the reversal, you have to wait six weeks. You can't do anything for 6 weeks. And then you go and you take a test.
Okay. And see how that works.
Provide a sample, take a test. And then they let you know if it's working or not.
Okay.
And then he said, hey, but it's, you're a little bit older. And he had told us that before. So then when we went back 4 weeks later, we go back again. He said, oh, now you're good to go. Now it's working great.
So that first check.
A little bit longer, but you'll get there.
That first check, Ace just showed up at the doctor's office with it. He had put it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
He's like, I had this left over from lunch.
Keep it fresh. When you get a vasectomy, you have to provide a sample 6 weeks later for them to test it to make sure it worked. Oh. But you've got to do it within a certain time window.
Oh.
So it's like you have to do it You have to produce the sample and then get it to the doctor within a certain, like within an hour or something like that. So you cruise into the doctor's office with a brown paper bag with samples, and they're like, they know you just finished doing
that.
Do you
have to provide a sample before you get it done so they can compare and contrast?
No.
He's like, we tasted it. It didn't work.
You can tell it's still a little strong.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Neogenics presents the Extra Funny Podcast. Find out more about Neogenics at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
Cubby, you all excited about tomorrow with the championship games in college football going on all day?
Sure, yeah. Clemson?
No.
Oh. Mississippi State?
No.
I don't know what's going on in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. You got Clemson. Clemson's in.
Oh, good.
ACC championship.
Are they? I didn't think they made it.
Yeah, I think they play Florida State, don't they?
No, I thought Louisville played Florida State.
I'm sorry, you're right. It's Louisville, Florida State. I'm sorry.
He's so stupid.
I'm so stupid.
Oh, you're my God. Right. He's
I hope Louisville wins that game so we can dispense with Florida State and move on.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, talking trash, Cubby. You take the next one. Sports trash talking. So you really haven't done anything because your dad's been in the hospital and all that. So you're usually jet setting all over the place and stuff like that.
I'm ready to go somewhere. Yeah. I said, I don't care where I go, if it's a day, a week, a month. I'm going somewhere, even if it's in Shoney's in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, because that's in a different state for you. Yep. So it's a travel day.
Sure is.
All right. But you couldn't do that? You couldn't just go to Columbia for the day?
I don't have time to go somewhere for a day.
Well, you came here for the day.
Well, I got up early. I started my day early.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll be out of here shortly.
Yeah, but it wouldn't take you long to go to Columbia and eat at Shoney's. Oh, but you want to spend the night.
No. It would take me 90 minutes to go, 90 minutes to come back, and then a few minutes to take a nap.
Yeah, I haven't eaten at Shoney's in a long time. Is that the closest one to us? Is it in Columbia?
Unless you went to Florence, South Carolina, so it depends. Yeah. But there's two in Columbia, South Carolina.
And they still have the breakfast buffet all that?
Oh, yeah.
The hash browns and the milk gravy?
I ate 6 gravy biscuits, and then I took a nap.
At Shoney's? At the table?
In the parking lot.
Do you treat the biscuits like as an open face sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Sausage always on the biscuit.
Oh, yeah. Always open face. Oh, and I'll put sausage on it.
It's an amateur that just takes a biscuit and throws it down and puts it on top of it.
You can get it at Hardee's like that too.
Well, you said you do or do not.
Oh, always open face. No, I don't put sausage on it. Really? If there's sausage in the gravy, then yes. But I don't put gravy, then sausage. That's too much.
Oh, I put them like some. Well, of course, you're having 6 of them.
Yeah.
But if you just have like 2 of them, you just put it on there and put the. Put the sausage on there, then maybe even some couple strips of bacon, and then pour some gravy over the top of that. Damn.
I would like to have a hot fudge cake, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, that used to be my absolute favorite dessert, was that Shoney's hot fudge cake. Riggins, you know what that is?
Yeah. No.
It's it's 3 layers. It's cut into a square, used to be. The cake cut into a square, and then a square ice cream layer, and then another square on top of that. Covered in hot fudge and then whipped cream.
Oh my God. Look at that thing.
It's so good.
It is delicious.
And I mean, if you don't believe in God, eat that. And it's delicious.
Yeah, and that's at Shoney's?
Yeah. And they still have the seafood buffet on Friday nights?
I don't know.
You remember that? I used to go to the damn Shoney's seafood buffet, which was basically just, you know, like fried shrimp. And they had some of those, the crab cakes or stuffed crab that's in the shell, like they have at Captain D's, and all. That's what they had on the Shoney's seafood buffet. They
have
so good.
A lot of Shoney's in Tennessee.
Really?
In Knoxville. They have a fantastic one. I think it's one of the biggest ones in America in Nashville. I bet your daughter went.
You think?
But I mean, it's so long. It's like a seafood buffet, but it's just breakfast.
I don't know, though. I wonder. You know how you listen to songs or see movies that you liked when you were young, and then they just don't stand up to, you know, they didn't age well. I wonder if that'd be the same if we went to Shoney's and ate, other than the breakfast. I know the breakfast bar would still be good, but I don't see myself really enjoying the seafood buffet at Shoney's this stage of my life.
You've graduated.
Yeah.
You know what I would love more than almost anything else? A road trip with y'all to like a Shoney's breakfast buffet. Oh my gosh, I don't think I could take it.
I would have to take a nap in the parking lot. That's why you need a van, Cubby. You need a van.
That doesn't look creepy.
Well, not necessarily a creepy passenger, big, long conversion van or anything.
Oh.
But just a van that you could stretch out in, because you do like to eat and then go take a nap in the parking lot before you get on the road.
Not much like I like to as I have to.
But still, I mean, it'd be more comfortable for you if you could just stretch out, have a blanket and a pillow back there.
I did that one time when I went from Palm Springs to California. I chartered a vehicle. I did not know it was going to be a conversion van for a party of 20. Yeah. That's very comfortable.
Palm Springs is in California.
What did I say?
Palm Springs from
California. Well, I felt like I was in another world.
Okay.
Palm Springs to Los Angeles.
Oh. Yeah.
Was that a couple hours?
I don't remember.
Okay.
And you drove?
No, I rode in a van.
Oh, but I thought you rented it and you were driving it.
No, I hired a company.
Oh.
Look at you.
Yeah.
P. Diddy.
Well, I thought it was, I didn't know it was a van. I just thought it was like an SUV or something.
It was like a party van?
Yes.
It was just you?
Just me.
Is it the kind with the in the back?
With the lights and the bucket seats. And
yeah.
I got in. Next thing I know, I'm at LAX, ready to hop on a plane.
You slept the whole way?
Yep.
Good for you.
Yep. Probably snored. That's a rock
star move.
Very obese.
Yeah. Yeah. My little friend Jenny rented a bus one time, like one of those small buses for, you know, groups, and it was just four of us in it. And they had the neon lights in it and all that, because that's all they had.
Yeah, that's how it was. It
took us from Banner Elk, North Carolina, to Johnson City, Tennessee, which is not that far. It's just,
you know, but hey, that's all they had. That's all they had, man.
That's where we went to see Jelly Roll.
And everybody wanted to get
neon light. Yeah. It was the night that last season when LSU beat Alabama,
right,
on the 2-point conversion.
Well, that night,
yeah, because I didn't get to watch it. I was out in the middle of the mountains.
They don't have cable.
Not on the bus.
Oh, I'm sure you could have rented it.
That's a night we'll all remember.
Yeah,
I know it sounds silly, but. It was a huge win for the LSU.
I thought because you're in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Overtime.
Yeah, it's not a – yeah, Johnson City, Tennessee is not really, you know, where the rich and famous are hanging out.
Well, that Darius Rucker seems to like it.
Does he? Does he have a song about it?
Yeah, something about Johnson City, Tennessee. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any Darius Rucker music outside of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That song's a remake anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got a couple really good songs.
That Wagon Wheel song he talks about.
The karaoke killed that.
Oh, yeah. Without that.
Oh, my God. I hate that song. And people do it in karaoke.
I don't think you can even sing it anymore.
Wait, what?
I don't even think you can sing it anymore in karaoke. They ever did it so much, right?
Oh, yeah. They just said it's done. It's expired.
Yeah, it's expired.
Mm-hmm.
You do karaoke?
No.
I didn't think so.
Why, you think that's nerdy or something?
No, anxiety. You know, I have bad social anxiety. Now I ain't even taking my medicine.
Wait, you're not taking your medicine anymore?
You probably like me more now.
Well, I knew there was a difference in your personality.
Jody told me.
What? That she said you were different?
He don't think you like him. I'm like, why wouldn't I like you? She's like, well, you're just different. I'm like, he matured. I'm like, no, I'm taking my anxiety medicine.
That's an interesting conversation.
Yeah, because I just made dinner. Yeah, the last time that we went out together or something, you were different. I said, Cubby's acting different.
Yeah, it's too much.
You're medicated?
Yeah.
So you are medicated now?
Not now. No. I need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you were different, it was because
I was a little bit overly medicated.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So I wasn't wrong.
No. Well, no, okay. You're a little wrong. Because I would never not like you.
But I mean, I'm saying it. I wasn't wrong that you weren't the same.
Yeah, I was.
Was he just real mellow?
Yeah, and kind of a little snarky.
No, judgy. I was snarky. No, was a little you judgy. Know, you know why I was snarky? Because they didn't have Diet Coke in that restaurant, and I did not know this before I sat down.
What do you do? But
I tell you what it was.
I went across the street and got a Diet Coke. What do you think I did?
But you, didn't one of the know things where you that,
were, so I wouldn't have known what's across the damn street.
Well, I found a way, people. Okay.
One of the things was I made kind of a joke with him, like I normally would, and then he would normally laugh, you know, with
uproariously.
It. Yeah, and he just kind of looked at me like that, and that's where that came from. I was like, whoa, something's different here.
She like, I just told him you were not mature. And I'm like, I'm not mature.
And it wasn't a joke at his expense. It was just, you know, something that I, maybe it was like an inside joke that we normally had or whatever, but he just like, looking well, at
maybe
me.
Maybe I couldn't hear you. There's a lot of people too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying it.
But yeah, I need to get back on some of that, but just not the high dose. I need to, a little bit.
I can get back on some of that.
Just a little bit, take the edge off. Yeah. Would be good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't need all of that. But, you know, you could have easily done that then and said, hey, this is too much. Can you back off the dosage or the, you know, whatever?
I got off of it.
Needed though. So if you got back on the right amount, would you do karaoke?
I don't know. It's still judgy. I don't know. I just don't like it. It gives me anxiety. I like,
see, and that's why it is so odd to me that Tech D Rob talks about having so much anxiety and social anxiety and all of that stuff, because he other areas, most of the areas of his life, he is so confident. He's like one of the most confident people that you could ever be around. Like he'll jump up on, do every song karaoke and get mad because of the amateurs that are getting in his way. I mean, you know.
But can he control that situation, like with the speakers and things like that? Can he, does he have like any control over the sound effects of it?
No, he'll just show up at karaoke night at a brave, you know, at a regular place.
Just like me.
I know Cubby did on a cruise that we took.
Sure did.
He did karaoke and he took his own music.
Did I? Oh,
yeah. You took a CD and gave it to the karaoke person.
And said, I brought your own music. What was it? I'm dying.
I don't know.
Mr. DJ, he put on my. It was like your version of it?
He did. No, he had the music CD.
Oh, like the, was it? Like the accompaniment or whatever.
Yeah, because he said he didn't trust the version that they would have.
See, because I could control the situation. I was fine because I could control it.
Holy crap. That's like bringing your own clubs to Topgolf.
There's only two things I remember. Yeah. No, three things about a trip I remember.
Yeah, so it'd be like taking your own clubs to Topgolf or your own stick to the pool hall.
You don't take your own clubs?
Your own ball to the bowling alley.
Yeah. I love that. You don't remember what he was singing?
No. I don't remember.
So you were confident enough to do it in front of a ton of people at one time?
Because I could control the situation.
But he rolled up to that KJ, and he was like, oh, hang on, I want to do this.
But I remember, we really had to push him to get him to do it. You know, kind of like when we first got you to start doing the weekend review song, you didn't want to do it.
But that's kind of like, oh, no, I can't do it. Well, in that case, I have my own CD of music.
No. This was before we went on the cruise thing. It was on the air. Okay. We kept saying, you need to sing it. I got karaoke on the boat. And
had he expressed an interest in doing that or something?
No, but we had just talked to him that he grew up singing in church and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no way.
And so we wanted to see him perform.
I want to see that.
I would like to see a video from high school when I did talent shows.
Me too.
You've posted stuff from when you were really little. It was adorable.
When was your last performance, Cubby? How long has it been since you've done any type of performance?
Like karaoke performance or anything, like
singing stage, in church or whatever?
What?
Got years.
Years.
Like a church before I even was an intern with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you turned your back on the Lord. And you got to use your talent for the Lord or he takes it away from you.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't even know all about this.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that, though.
Dancing and singing?
I knew of course, the dancing, but I didn't know he was singing.
Straight up, not tell me.
Is that what it was?
No.
I don't know that I knew the song when he sang it. But he did a good job.
I remember when I did a high school tone to his voice.
He had to bring his own music.
Yeah.
Nobody knew it. Like, they can't compare it to anybody. They never heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the one in high school?
I Need You Tonight by Nick Carter.
By the Backstreet Boy?
Yeah. It was like the only solo part of their Millennium album.
Okay. I got to hear that.
As a high note.
a deep cut from back to Backstreet Boys.
Track number five.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.